am rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason for my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. He abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Once my heart was full of sin, once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, then I heard abides in my, upon that tree. At his feet, yes, there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. Oh, he abides, he abides. Oh, hallelujah, he abides. Rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the Comforter abides in. He is with me everywhere. He is with me everywhere. And he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. For the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Since the Comforter abides in me. Oh, he abides. He abides. Oh, hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the Comforter abides in me. Oh, does he abide? Does he abide? Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk this narrow way. For the Comforter abides in me. Amen, amen. It is good to be in the house tonight. Oh, I've waited all week for this. You guys may be seated. Oh, my goodness. I am happy to be here right now. So we got a whole bunch of stuff in store for you tonight. God's got it covered. So just get rowdy and bring your amen with you. We got Brother Jerry Allen about to take the helm tonight. So I'm going to clear the runway. So let's go ahead and sing. Oh, my goodness. Let's go ahead and sing I Want to Know More, because that's what we come here for. I want to know more. I need my marching steps here. Key of G. Amen. I want to know more about my Jesus. I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more than I know now. Sing that again. Jesus, I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. Go there some way, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more than I sing that one more time. I want to know more about my Jesus, I want to know more about my Lord. I want to know more about that mansion I'm going to receive as my reward. Oh, I want to know more about that homeland. I mean to go there someday, somehow. And after I reach that heavenly city, I mean to know more than I know now. Want to go, Brother David? You want to give us a song? Amen. God bless Brother David. He's always coming loaded. I told you guys got a treat for all of us. He's good to us.
Good to see everybody tonight.
Amen, brother.
Every praise is to our God, every little worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God, glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my healer, God my deliverer, yes He is, yes He is. Every praise is to our God, every praise to our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my Deliverer, God my Savior today. Sing hallelujah to our God, glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my Deliverer, God my Healer. Yes He is, oh yes He is. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise to our God. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. God my Savior, God my Healer, God my Deliverer. Yes He is, oh yes He is. Every praise is to our God. Every word of worship, one accord. Every praise is to our God. Sing hallelujah to our God. Glory hallelujah to our God. Every praise is to our God.
I had this other song I've been working on. I hope I don't mess it up too bad. I'm going to try it.
Amen.
Y'all are probably familiar with it, but.
Bless him, Lord.
Where do I go when there's no one else to turn to? Who do I talk to when nobody wants to listen? Who do I lean on when no foundation's stable? I go to the rock, I go to the rock, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. I run to the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on the solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. Where do I hide till storms have all passed over? Who do I run to when the winds of sorrow threaten? Is there a refuge in times of tribulation? When my soul needs consolation, I go to the rock. I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the stone that the builders rejected. Run to the mountain, there to stand by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock. I I go to the rock of my salvation. I go to the storm that the bitter rejected. To the mountain, and the mountain stands by me. When the earth all around me is sinking sand, on that solid rock I stand. When I need a shelter, when I need a friend, I go to the rock.
Rock of Revelation.
Yes.
I
Amen.
To that rock every time I need a shelter, every time I need a friend.
Yeah. Amen. Amen.
You know, we're born on the Word.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the church world's got feelings and they got, you know, personalities and everything else, but we stand on the Word of God above everything else.
Amen.
That's the only help I have.
That's it.
When Satan come to the Lord in the wilderness, it is written.
Yeah.
And that's how we overcome him every day of our life. If we overcome it all, we overcome by our revelation of the Word of God.
Yep.
One thing Brother Childers said years ago is, you're only as strong as your revelation.
Amen.
You know, and it's not study. We was talking out back here, up front. And it's not study. You know, it's got to be quickened.
Yeah.
It's the quickened Word of God. When you got the quickened Word of God, you got God himself.
That's it.
You know, don't make it anything different.
Yeah.
It's not anything
Amen.
Different. He is his Word. In the beginning, his Word. Word was with God. Word was God.
Yes, yes, yes.
And that Word is made flesh.
Amen.
When you receive that Word, you become God. And I'm so thankful that I walk by faith in the Word. I walk by that Word every day of my life. And that's why it's so important to me to grow in the grace and the knowledge of Him. That's where knowledge comes important.
Yeah.
Because you know how to defeat Satan. Because when you're first born again, you know, you don't have much. Satan, you know, he can't attack too much. He got much to attack with. Plus, the Lord hold him off, you know. He's still lined with, you know, nests are still lined with feathers, you know. But when you start
That's
pulling
right.
them feathers out and give you more revelation,
yes.
he won't pull a feather out until you can stand that thorn.
Yeah.
He won't let you be tempted without what you're able to bear.
Right.
But he raised up a way of escape. And the way of escape is always the Word of God.
Amen.
And I'm so thankful for the understanding, yes. for the revelation, for the Word of God has come word upon word upon word upon word.
Yes.
Ever since I've been to this church.
Yeah.
Never had to take anything back.
Nothing.
Never had to change anything.
Right.
Understanding got it enlightened.
Oh, yeah.
And understanding keeps getting enlightened.
Oh, yeah.
We look at how much our understanding's been enlightened this year. And you think, Lord. And every time it's enlightened, it humbles you more and more because you see the importance of the Word of God.
Yes.
And I'm so thankful to have a revelation, to have an understanding, to have a quickening power that I can stand no matter what.
No matter what.
I stand on the Word of God.
Amen. 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 By way of announcements, we got Brother Jerry Allen tonight. Sunday, December 22nd, 6 p.m. evening service. Sorry. We're going to do the song service. Now, about that, this Saturday, I will be here, I'd say about 3 o'clock. 3 o'clock, I'll be here to just go over some things. I'm practicing songs. The sound room will be open. So whoever's got songs on that list, if they want to come by, it'll be opened up for you guys. We can run, do mic tests and everything like that. So definitely tomorrow we have song service. Song practice, my fault. Yeah, Brother AJ is going to talk to us. Show. Yeah. Okay. Techs and musicians, so... And then we've got Brother Rosaldo. No yes. service Wednesday, December 25th. I had to say that. Sorry. Brother Rosaldo, he'll be Evangelista. We'll be up here December 29th. And then New Year's service will be on the 31st. Food will be served in the back 2 hours prior, 8 o'clock service.
All right.
Yes. 6 p.m. Dinner. Oh, how I love Jesus. Kia G, and then we'll get him up. God bless this body. Thank you for coming, y'all. There is a name I love to hear.
Amen.
There is a name I love.
Always an honor to come here, amen. And it's good to see everyone out. And it's a little bit scary. There's a lot of people here tonight. I'm from Little Bethlehem, and but it's good to be here. And it's just good to see a lot of smiles tonight. I suppose you're happy, aren't you?
Amen.
Amen. You happy to know God?
Yes.
Amen. That's a great thing. To know Him is It's worth more than the whole world. You remember David? He was looking at the universe one time. He was probably up on a mountain. He's looking at all the vastness of the heaven and the earth. But he noticed God had His eye on man. One soul means more to God than 10,000 worlds. That's how important you are to God. Amen? You may be seated. Brother David, sing one more song for us. Get him the microphone if you would. One of my favorite songs.
Oh, Your mercy never failed me all my life. I've been held in Your hands from the moment that until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life You have been every breath that I
house of God. I love you, Lord. You have held me through the fire and darkest night. You were there like no other. I have known you as a father, and I've known you as a friend. I have lived in the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every I will sing of the goodness of God. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so
stand maybe one more time and let's pray. If you want to, just touch someone next to you. Pray for that person. Lord Jesus, we're thankful for this very special opportunity, Lord, to be able to come out, be a part of the service here at Airborne Community Tabernacle. Lord, you know in my heart that we love these people. We love their pastor. Lord, he's a godly man. We appreciate every one of them, Lord, that they would invite us to come and speak to them. Now, Lord, we can only trust you. When it comes to your word, we have to trust you. We trust that you will anoint the hearing, and we trust that you will anoint the speaking. Lord, for your glory and for your honor, do it. We're not trying to draw attention to ourselves. We want to point people to you. We ask that you touch every heart. Lord, if there be a sickness here tonight, I pray that you'll heal it, Lord. Touch every person now, and we give you the glory and the honor. We give you all the praise. In Jesus Christ's name, amen. God bless you. You may be seated. We came up early this evening. We went to be with our granddaughter this evening, and what was it, the National Honor Roll Society, and I want two young ladies to stand up, and that's Miss Addie and Miss Daisy. Isn't that something? Now here's the strange part. There was 11 in her class that got inducted, and there's two of them sitting here tonight. That's pretty amazing, ain't it? You may be seated. God bless you, young ladies. And your parents, you know, they didn't get up and say anything, so I thought I would do it for you. And so we're just having a little fun, though, but that's a lot to really be grateful for, isn't it? Brother James came and preached for us here a few weeks ago. Done a beautiful job, and he spoke on faith without works is dead. Now, if you look at word dead up, it means idle. You know, idle time is the devil's workshop. See, that's what dead means. It means idle. There's no movement. And I just want to, I got a couple of, I take notes and I write them down in my own way, but I want to just read a couple of them here. We continue to gain more and more information about our revelation. Amen? Every part, every person, every part has a part to play to keep the body balanced. We don't want our body to be unbalanced. We don't want it to be, what's the term, top heavy, tipsy-turvy, or whatever you call it. You know, you can be unbalanced walking down the road. We don't want that. We want a balance, don't we? And you know, with that balance, let's just kind of break this down just for a moment. Every one of you sitting here have attributes, don't you? Amen. I've got several attributes. But with each one of those attributes comes a responsibility.
Amen.
Amen. This is a pretty big responsibility to be up here, and it's more than you realize, because you're handling the word of life to the people. But in every home, there's responsibilities. Children, you have a responsibility more than you realize. Parents, you have responsibilities. It's your job to raise them up. Fatherhood, motherhood, those are attributes. Those are attributes of God. They come with responsibilities. Husband and wife is a responsibility. It's an attribute. Those are attributes of God. And a God allowed us to come here and act these things out.
That's right.
We come here for the learning, didn't we?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now listen. Abraham did his part to prove that his faith was active.
Amen.
Amen. That's what he did. What God is doing, he is doing it through us.
Amen.
That includes me and you.
Amen.
Amen. I'm talking to every one of you in here tonight.
Amen.
We're not here to exclude no one.
Amen.
Every one of you are included in this.
Amen.
Amen? Now listen, works brings a relationship with our faith or our revelation.
Amen.
Amen? He was the beginning and he was the ending. Amen? The seed is the beginning, and the revelation is the end of it.
Amen.
Amen. It was always revelation, but it was in seed. You couldn't see much, could you, Brother Moore? But as time began to progress, and it began to grow, then you begin to see, hey, I begin to see what this is about. Now I can look all the way back down to time, and I can see exactly what God was doing through Jerry Allen.
Amen.
But now you got to stand up and you got to look down the hallway of time and you've got to come to a spot. Maybe you're not where Brother Moore is, but you're working your way there. And you know that road is for everyone to look down. You got to look down it for yourself. Brother Moore can't look down that road for you. He can help point you there, but it's a personal revelation. It's a personal tunnel. It's a personal road for you to look down.
Amen.
And say, hey, I've made it.
Amen.
And you know what? There's not one person that can pull me off the highway.
Amen.
It's a highway of holiness.
Amen.
A way of holiness, if you want to put it.
Amen.
Now, did you hear we have a responsibility?
Amen.
Let's own up to it.
Amen.
Let's do our part.
Amen.
Amen. Let's get to some scripture. And I'm glad for little Bethlehem, Brother David. So glad you made it.
Amen.
My brother Gary is sitting back there. Sister Norod's sitting back there in the back. That lady knows everybody. She knows everybody. And we have this little lady sitting right here that means a lot to me. She's important to me. And every minister that's a real minister of God has a special wife. I guarantee it. Let's turn to a scripture. I want to go to a couple places. I hope it's okay to use the laptop up here. I'm getting older. I need help. Yeah. Won't be too long. You know, we had this old lady that used to live with us, Brother Moore. Her name was Margaret. And she was special to me. She's like another grandma. But when she passed 70 years old, she started saying, I'm living on borrowed time. I want to be able to say that in a few weeks. Won't be long, I'll be 70. And I want to be able to say, I'm living on borrowed time. Anything over 70 is borrowed time. Amen. I want to turn to Exodus, the 23rd chapter. And I kind of let you, just right now, I'll just go ahead and say, this is a message from God to you. Comma, it's a continuation. All right? And we'll bring that up again, but that's really what my message is tonight. Exodus, the 23rd chapter, and we'll start with verse 20. I love this reading here. Behold, I send an angel before thee. That's the angel of the Lord. It's got capital A there. That's just not an ordinary angel. That's the big fella right there. Amen? That's the guy that owns it all. Amen? That's the boss right there. But he's going to lead the way. He's going to make it personal to you. Behold, I send an angel before thee. Listen to what he's going to do for you. To keep thee in the way. And to bring thee into a place. We've made it to that place. To bring you into the place which I have prepared.
Amen.
Amen. He prepared it. He's leading the way there.
Amen.
Beware of him. Always give reverence and respect to that fella right there. And the way you respect and the way that you treat one another is how you respect that big fella.
Amen.
You always remember that. If I treat you wrong, I've treated God wrong. Beware of him and obey his voice. Listen to the voice. Provoke him not. Don't turn him down. For he will not pardon your transgression. Amen. Unbelief is a horrible thing. For my name is in him. My nature is in that fella.
Yeah.
My character is in him.
Amen.
But if thou shalt indeed obey his voice, if you'll just listen, he only asks us to do one thing. If thou can believe, believe the voice.
Yeah.
Have respect to that voice right there.
Amen.
Don't turn the voice down.
Amen.
You're getting trouble. If thou indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies. Anything that's against that voice is your enemy.
Amen.
I don't care what, I don't care how pretty it sounds. If it's against that voice, it's against you.
Amen.
I don't like it when things come against me.
Right.
I will be an enemy to thine enemies and an adversary unto thy adversaries. Now listen to this. This is talking about the same angel. For mine angel, capital A, we're still talking about that big fella. For mine angel shall go before thee and bring thee into the Amorites. We have nothing to be afraid of. The Amorites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, The Canaanites. I don't know why they come up with such hard names back then. The Hittites, the Jebusites, and I will cut them off. Anything that's not eternal gets cut off.
Amen.
Amen. You know what gets cut off? All of my mistakes.
Amen.
Everything that I've ever done wrong is only temporal, and they get cut off.
Amen.
And you know what? As far as God's concerned, they've already been cut off.
Amen.
Because He said He would cut it off.
Right.
Amen. I think that's all right, don't you? Verse 24, thou shalt not bow down to their gods, nor serve, that's small g, nor serve them, nor do after their works, but thou shalt utterly overthrow them and quite break down their images. It's not a hard thing to do. And ye shall serve the Lord your God, and He shall bless thy bread and thy water. Amen? He will take care of you. He will bless you, and He will continue to bless you with bread and water. Coming from right up here, He will do it for you. He will do it. Amen? He's been doing it for several years, hasn't He? You think He's going to stop blessing you? No. Let's turn to Book of Revelations, the 22nd chapter. We're going to go to the 16th verse. You love the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
He knows what to do. Revelations 22 and verse 16. I, Jesus, have sent mine angel. Amen. When God gets ready to speak, He will always send His Spirit. He'll send His angel to speak through man. Amen? Every one of us sitting in here, whatever category you're in, you're an angel sitting here. You're a messenger of God. But you also have an angel inside of you. And just to let you know what that angel is the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
And just to let us know something else, is that the Spirit, the angel, the pillar of fire, the prophet, is one and the same person.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen?
Brother Branham may have left the scene, but we still got the prophet here. We still got His Spirit here. We still got a message, don't we?
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
The only thing I would say, we're just a little bit farther down the road now.
Yes.
I'm seeing pretty far now, Brother Moore.
Yes.
And I've moved beyond. I've moved beyond the death of Brother Branham.
Amen.
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 Amen. I'm talking now. It's my story to tell now.
Amen.
I know who the angel is.
Amen.
It's my angel too.
Amen.
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 I, Jesus, have sent my angel to testify unto you. What is He doing tonight? He's talking to you.
Amen.
He's talking to you to these things in the churches. Now listen, coming down through time, coming down through the church ages, we were the people of God. But here's a thing that takes us further. We went beyond the church ages. It is total darkness here. You understand that? We're not here, we're out here. We've stepped into eternity. We have become the church of God. We're His church now.
Yeah.
More than just His people, because everybody was His people coming down through there.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't care who it is. He owns the entire thing.
Yeah.
The only difference is this. Not everybody is His by relationship.
Right.
Only the elect is His by relationship.
Amen.
No one else gets to have that relationship. You remember what the Bible said? He said he lost none.
Amen.
Save one.
Amen.
That's kind of strange, ain't it? How does he not lose any, but he loses one? Judas Iscariot was not his by election.
Amen.
He was not his by relationship. That's how he was able to lose him. But the rest of them were his by relationship. Amen. Now, in order to understand things, spiritually, you've got to be spiritual. You've got to be divinely led into these things here. Whatever the angel, whatever the spirit, whatever the prophet is saying, listen to him. And whatever he says means that you are included. Amen? You're included. Listen, it's hard to get away from the Scripture, ain't it? If you're included, listen to this part here. I am the root and the offspring of David. I'm included in that. And the bright and the morning star. You know what the word bright means? It means clear. We have a clear understanding. And the morning star has something to do with the rising. It is the rising of the sun.
Amen.
It is a new day. It's beyond the church ages. It's a new day now.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus was all of it. And whatever he is, you are too. You're included. I like it when I'm included. Amen. Let's go to the next verse here. Verse 17. This means something right here. I know that you've been listening because you like this verse too, because your pastor's talked on it. I guarantee he's talked on it. But let's read it. This is us. Are you talking tonight? Do you got something to say? Listen. And the Spirit and the bride say, come.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I look the word, but I like looking words up. Bride means a recently married woman. It means a young wife. And if it's 1,000 years from now, she'll still be a young wife. Amen. Hey, this was 2,000 years ago, and she's still young. The same Spirit that worked in Christ is the same Spirit working through you and me.
Amen.
Working through His wife. Because they are just one person. Go to the 4th chapter. No, you don't have to turn there, but when you go home, go to the 4th chapter of Revelation, read the first 2 verses. John the Baptist was caught up in the Spirit. Amen. John the Baptist represented us. He represented the wife of Jesus Christ. Amen. Caught up in the Spirit. There's only one Spirit. And then he walked into a room. And there was a throne inside the room. Only one throne. One throne, that's all there is, Brother Moore. And there was one sitting on the throne.
Amen.
That's after the church ages is over. I want you to catch up.
Amen.
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 If the church ages is over, then where are we at?
Come on.
I'd like to say we made it to that room.
Amen.
If you hadn't made it to the room yet, catch up.
Amen.
That's all you got to do is just catch up with it.
That's right.
Amen. But that's not the end of the story.
Amen.
We will be called out of here one day. But let me say this. Don't take nothing away from me. I'm in that little room.
Amen.
I've already been called up.
Amen.
He heard a voice as of a trumpet. The trumpet has already sounded.
Amen.
We've already had a change.
Amen.
Oh my. The Spirit and the bride say, come. Amen. I like that. And let him that heareth say, come. We heard our husband talk. Now it's us talking. Amen. Let me talk a little bit and let you come. Let your neighbors come if they want to. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. It's free. The same Spirit, the same effect that was on Jesus Christ is on us. Because it's just one person. Whosoever will, let him take of this life. Let him take of the water life. The water life is eternal life.
Yes.
That's what's coming from that well. That's where we're speaking from.
Amen.
That's what Jesus gave a little woman at the man-made well.
Right.
He gave her a drink of water from that well there.
Right.
He gave her, he let her taste of eternal life.
Amen.
What shall we do with this Jesus called Christ? What are you going to do with us? Amen? Listen. God's body. United as His bride. Being one. It's just one body. It's just one Lord. It's one faith. One baptism. One coming. Amen? From the time it... From Adam all the way up now, it's been one big coming of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. It's not two bodies. It's not three. It's just one body.
Amen.
Him and Christ together is the Spirit. Let me read that one to you again. Him and Christ together is the Spirit working in the flesh of the church like it worked in the flesh of Jesus Christ. The only way that it can go home and work in a body of flesh, they have to be one. Because it's part of His body. Not twain. But one. They are one. He goes on. Listen to what he says here. A husband and wife is no longer two. Notice what he said. A husband and wife. That means there's been a marriage. If there's a marriage, it's courtship's over. And Christ and His body is one. And the same Spirit was in Christ is in the bride, in His body. That unites them together with all the Word. Amen. I have all the Word in here. And God living in there, Himself, manifesting it.
Amen.
The same God, the same Spirit, the same angel is here manifesting Himself through His wife.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
You want me to keep on? Keep going? All right. Our message title. It takes me a while to get there. I don't know why, but it takes a while. Now listen to this. A message from God to you, with a comma, is a continuation. Aren't you glad for the continuation? Now listen. Let me read this to you. A message or word from God is of a personal touch from Him to you. Amen? Keep your eyes off of the man part. Let me look at you. Let me put the camera on you tonight. Amen. I'm a pretty good cameraman. Brother Seth, I got the camera on you. This is personal, brother. Brother Mike, I got the camera on you and your wife right there. All of you, the camera is on you. Amen. How many likes to get their picture taken every now and then? Not everybody's saying yes. It's a personal touch from God to you. It's a form of communication that each individual, listen, must receive from Him. You gotta receive it for yourself. And you got to experience it for yourself. You know where you got to experience it at? It's got to go beyond the intellect to the heart. Amen. God goes for your heart. Amen. Satan's okay if you get it up here because he'll play with it on you. Amen. We got our eyes on the flesh man, don't we? Amen. Amen. God's got His eye on the heart. The heart is where, that's the little room. That's the bedchamber. And He wants to move into the heart because He wants to bring all the contents with Him of His message so that it can be effective in our lives. Amen. It will never be effective if it don't go past the intellect. It will only be effective if it goes to the heart. Amen. We've all had our life's experiences. We've all been through a lot. We've had things to come on us that we didn't even ask for. Yes, we did. But you know what? We learn from it. We learn from things. But listen, every one of you sitting here, you've got to serve God for yourself. If they close that door and they put a lock on it and don't allow you to come back in here, I still got my angel. I've got him right here. And he will take care of me. He will take care of you. Amen. It's got to become personal. I cannot live for the next person. You cannot live for me. Amen. Your children cannot live for God for you. They got to live for God for themselves. Amen. Hello. Amen. Come back to the attributes. Parents, you got responsibilities, don't you? You teach your children right. I like it. Look at all these children here, the young people sitting here. I think they're happy to be here. Yeah. And I watch them up here sometime. They fill up the whole pulpit wanting to come up here and sing. Forbid not the little ones to come unto me. For of such, they are a part of the kingdom. Amen? Now, a love letter is only effective to the one that it's intended to. Amen? Now, I can write a love letter to that little lady sitting right there, and she's going to know what it's all about. And there's not another woman in the whole world will know. They will not get the effect of that love letter like she will. It's not meant for them. And this revelation, this great understanding, is not meant for everybody. Each person has to have their own experience. They got to have their own taste of it. I want to taste my own ice cream. And I want plenty of it. We stopped at McDonald's and they treated us pretty good one time. We went there the other day. It was just a little bit, Sister Don. It wasn't much on there. I love ice cream. But give me enough, will you? Give me enough so I can taste it. Amen. I want to have my own relationship with God. Amen.
I want it to be of a personal touch just to me. I want to feel His Spirit. I want to know Him in the power of His resurrection. Amen. If the same Spirit that resurrected Jesus Christ, if He's in your body, it will quicken this mortal body. Brother Branham said it'll put it in a raptured condition. You know why God wants that? He wants preeminence.
Amen.
That's why the quickening power is there. Your soul is the quickening power in one sense of the word speaking. But God wants control of the whole house. Each person, oh, taste and see that God's good. It's personal, isn't it? Each person must have their own exposure, their own connection, their own revelation, their own experience. You got to have that in order to recognize who God is. If you don't have that, it's not personal. If it's not personal, it's not going to mean much, is it? Jesus said this, St. John 6 and 63. The words that I speak, and I put you in there. Amen? Remember, the Spirit and the wife, the Spirit and the bride are going to say the same thing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life. It's personal. And I want to say this. We've been saying this at home. But if you can catch the Spirit that the Word is being spoken by, the Word spoken will mean more to you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Norrod, for that one. It will mean more to you if you catch the Spirit. If you don't catch the Spirit, it's just going to be intellect. Listen, the Word made flesh in you is the promised Word of God coming into you.
Amen.
Amen? Not just at your doorstep, but inside of you.
Yes.
Waiting. It's wanting to fill your place with Himself.
Yes, He does.
And then when He fills you, He wants to live through you.
Amen.
You didn't have to do one thing about it. It's His Spirit. Get in the Spirit and it will mean more to you. It has to become a reality to be personal. If all it is an intellectual conception, and it's not a heart conception, it's not going to mean nothing. Listen, St. John 8 chapter, the 32nd verse. Are you getting where He's talking to you? Are you getting that? St. John 8 and 32. Ye shall know the truth. Ye. He's talking to me, Brother David. And the truth shall make you free. You shall know the truth. You're going to have a relationship with the truth. And that relationship with the truth is going to set you free. Freedom is what follows by believing God's Word, by listening and receiving what the voice has to say.
Amen.
And believing the Word.
Yeah.
It is a personal relationship between you and Him. Let's talk a little bit about that. Let's talk about spiritual communication. Or we could call it as spiritual communion. There's what they call communion in the natural. Brother Branham said that's really not real communion. That's not even the right term to give that. It's called the Lord's Supper. But communion is communication. Amen. If I walk up here on New Year's Eve and you're serving communion and whoever's giving it, they're not communing one thing to me. They're just giving me a little piece of bread and a little bit of wine to drink. No disrespect for that, but that's not real communion.
Right.
Amen?
Amen?
Now listen, spiritual communication, a message from God to you, is Him personally communicating. Or He's relating to you something that He wants you to know. Something that He wants you to understand. Something that He wants you to become acquainted with. We call it spiritual communication or spiritual communion. Now listen, spiritual communication from God to you is Him coming to the inside. This might get a little bit mushy. But it's Him coming to the inside. Him coming into the bedchamber. And having real communion, having real fellowship with just you. That's real communion. Through everything that God uses to move through and to express Himself through, He purposed within Himself. He had something in mind. He wanted to relate. He wanted to translate Himself. He wanted to let us know who He is. And to let us know who we are. Here's a little secret. God is simple. He made Himself simple for the simple.
Amen.
Is this simple enough for you tonight?
Yes.
Are we at home tonight?
Yes.
You make me feel good already. God is humility and He is simplicity.
Yes.
You won't change Him. Through the translation or the condescending, God had a purpose. He moved Himself into the pillar of fire. That's my angel again, in case you didn't know. He moved Himself into a pillar of fire. God was condescending Himself. He's wanting the people to know who He is. Then He wanted to take, He said, this is not enough. I got to go down and I got to get inside of them. It was a pillar of fire above us. The pillar of fire, the fullness of God, moved into a man called Jesus. And that was God with us. But He wanted to take it a step further. He wanted to move Himself into you and me. When I was a young boy, me and my dad were sitting out on the front porch in the country, and the sky was just as blue as it could be. And there was an old tree down below us there. When I look at it as a child, it seemed like it was so much bigger. When I ride out there today, I thought, that place ain't as big as it used to be. But we were sitting on the front porch swing. And all of a sudden, I don't know if you got a picture of it in here or not, but the pillar of fire appeared, and it went right across. My dad remembered that the day till he died. It appeared here. It was just like the pillar of fire that was over Brother Branham's head. It was shaped just about like it. And it appeared here and went across, and it disappeared. That's pretty amazing. But more amazing than that, that pillar of fire is in here. My angel's in there. That means more to me than seeing that. Because I know where He's housed at.
Amen.
I know where my God's at. Oh my. God uses many, many things because He wants to make Himself known. He wants to make it personal to you. He wants it to be special to you. You must be born again. That's special. Amen. St. John 14th and verse 20. This is a very familiar scripture. At that day, how many knows what a day is? A day is a message. At that day, that's your day. At that day, Brother Branham said, that's this day up here.
Amen.
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 At that day, ye shall know.
Yes.
Did you hear what he said? Ye shall know.
Yes.
Jesus didn't just say that to be saying something, did he? This was a message from God to you personally because he said, ye shall know. That I am in my Father, ye in me, and I in you. Amen. This message is not to everybody, but it's to you. Amen. She's a part of Him. It's just one person. The same Spirit, the same angel, the same prophet is here today. It's working through us. Relationship is a continuation. This might get a little mushy, okay? Relationship is a continuation. This is not a one-night stand. It's a continuation. It's a love affair. To him that knocketh, and to him that seeketh, to him that wants to get more of God, is a continuation. We don't stop wanting. We don't stop receiving. We keep receiving. Our relationship and communion with the Spirit of Christ is a continuation. The little room experience is a continuation. There's a compartment that God's inside of. And you're right in there with Him. We never stop, Brother David. We never stop asking God. I don't care how bad the day's been. I don't care if you got mad or upset. Don't stop asking God. Don't stop asking Him. God never stops giving. He never stops loving you. He never stops. He never quits revealing Himself to you, to His elect, to His wife, in case you didn't get that earlier. Amen? It's a continuation. 1 Chronicles 16 and verse 11. I'm just getting a lot of scriptures here. But we want to get the point. I know the children got to get up and go to school. We got to let them out at least by 12 tonight. 1 Chronicles 16 verse 11. Seek the Lord and His strength. Seek His face continually. I looked that word up. You know what it means? It means repeatedly, constantly, persistently. Proverbs 8 and verse 17. I love them that love me. Amen? God loving you and you loving Him involves a continual relationship. Amen? Don't be afraid to get intimately involved with God. I love them that love me. Get right in there with Him. And those that seek me early shall find me. Do you see how this is a message from God to you? It's a continuation. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 7, verses 7 and 8. Be persistent. Amen? Ask, He said. This is your lover telling you to ask. Ask Him all you want. Be persistent when you're asking. and it shall be given you. Amen. Seek. Amen. Be persistent in seeking. And ye shall find. Knock. Be persistent in knocking. Hello. Can you hear me knocking, Brother Mar? Little Bethlehem, Fairborn, I'm knocking on your door. I want something from you. Amen. I want some fellowship. I want some of your friendship. Amen. Knock, and it shall be open unto you. Keep asking. Keep seeking. Keep knocking is a continuation. Amen. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. What's your attitude when you're asking? Be sincere when you're asking. Let it be a real want. Let it be a real desire. Yeah. Amen. Amen. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. Right. Right. And he that seeketh, findeth. And to him that knocketh, it shall be open. Amen. I'm giving you a lot of scripture, aren't I? All right. Jeremiah 29 and verse 13. Do you see all this is to you? Yeah. Ye. You ask. Right. Right. Jeremiah 29, 13. And ye shall seek me. It's a given. You're going to do it. Yeah. You have to do it. Amen. You shall seek me and find me. Right. When you shall search for me with all your heart. You're not going to get much if it's not heartfelt. Amen. You better get your heart involved. Amen. And if my heart ain't involved, I better get down on my knees. Amen. I better start doing something. Yeah. God put it in your heart to seek for Him. Amen. He put it in your heart to seek for Him there. Right. He put it in your heart to find Him there. Guess what? It's a continuation. Amen. Amen. The Lord bless all of you. Perseverance. What a title. That's the way you want to get to God. Be on His hands. Every morning. I'm on His hands about every morning. Ask my wife where she finds me every morning. You want to know. Before she gets up, I'm in there praying. I pray for Pastor Moore and his congregation. I do. I pray for several. And there's some that I don't remember sometimes. But I pray for you. And when I don't feel just right, you know what I do? I go right back in that prayer room, so to speak. Say, Lord, I need to hear from You. I need some inspiration. You know where it comes from? It comes from here. And before I know, all of a sudden, I'll catch something. I say, thank You, Lord. That's all I needed. Be on His hands every morning, every night, every day. All the time, be on His hands. Pest Him. Hey, you be as big as pest. Constantly. Just keep seeking. Keep asking. Keep knocking. Just don't knock a little while and get tired and go away. I'm happy to see everyone here tonight. Amen. That makes me feel good about you. You're here. Do you want to be here? Yes. Do you want to be on God's hands? Yes. Keep knocking. Don't knock just a little while. Don't get tired. Don't say, well, I'm just going to go away. I've done my part for a month or two. We're not part-timers, are we? We're full-timers. I retired a few years ago, but I haven't quit working. Amen. That little lady sitting back here in the back, 88 years old, she's still working. And you know what she says no to? She says no to pain. She says no to doubt. She says no to sitting down. We ought to be doing something. Amen. Work don't hurt nobody. But the more I let you take care of that one. Listen to what he said here. Just keep standing there. Lord, can you hear me? I'm talking to you. Lord, I'm here. Fairborn, I'm here. Little Bethlehem, I'm here. We're together. I'm here, and I'm not going to leave. I'm on your hands now. I'm going to stay right here. You getting tired listening to Jerry? You getting tired listening to Brother Moore? You getting tired listening? I'm having a great time knocking. Because I know you're coming. I know you're going to get tired sooner or later, and you will open that door. You're going to give me some ice cream.
That's right.
He has to get you off his hands. See? So he can come out to answer you. Hello? Now, faith finds this. This is what faith finds. Faith finds itself knocking on God's door. Because it's only going to listen to one thing, and that's God's voice. God's Word. But we keep asking God, and we keep receiving. We keep seeking, and we just keep, Lord, I want more. And you keep finding more. God wants us to ask for a lot. Brother Branham said, He wants you to ask for much. Ask Him for a whole lot. We just don't stop asking. We never stop seeking to want to know more and more about His being that's inside of us. It's personal, isn't it? We're talking about continuation. Marriage is a continuation. Let me read this to you. These are some inspirations, okay? Just as a husband and a wife are to each other, inside their marriage, our relationship with God inside our marriage to Him, it's a continuation. Now listen, there's a difference between courtship and marriage. Courtship will not take you into places like a marriage can. Amen. We've been in the message long enough. We're beyond courtship. I've been impregnated with His Word. Amen. It's no longer a virgin now. We've been in the bedroom. Courtship will not take you into places like a marriage can. Courtship is not a continuation. But marriage is. Amen. There's a presence here. There's a real presence. Listen to this. The intimacy and affection of God's message to us. Did you hear that? It's not just a dead letter. This is real intimacy. Listen. The intimacy and the affection of God's message to us. I'm including all of us. is an experience. It's an exposure. It's a realization. It's a reality that never stops unfolding and giving of itself. I never get tired of it. While our old life to our old husband is completely out of reach. I like that one. Amen? We didn't ask for that first marriage. I didn't ask for it. But nonetheless, I came here and I brought a few with me. I got into the act too. But that old husband, that old nature that I came with has been completely removed. Not a divorce. God don't divorce. He kills. He gets rid of it. To me, there is no devil. But yet I have to deal with him every day. But he's not my husband. He's not in my house. They try to tell Jesus, you got a devil. He said, I don't have a devil. Devil, I don't have a devil. Our marriage to Christ, the Word, is a continual reality. I'm sorry, Satan, but you're not. But the Word of life is a continual reality. And it's connected to eternity, Brother Deskins. That's a good man sitting there. Our relationship to Christ and love affair with Him. It's a continuation because it's an eternal connection. Amen? Are we okay with the time? And we're talking about continuation, relationship, marriage, the connection and communion that we have with Christ as to who we are to Him. It involves us. It involves a clear understanding of who you are, what He is to us. It's a continual experience, an exposure. I'd like for Him to let me know every day who I am to Him. Do you know that a wife wants to be told, I love you? And a husband wants to be heard. Amen? Do you catch it? Jesus loves us, but He wants us to hear Him. Listen closely to Him. Oh, the wife and the husband experience. That exposure is a continual, it's a repeated love affair. And it's eventful. Amen. Amen? Christ, the mystery of God revealed. Listen to this here. I love this right here. Listen to what He says here. We'll let Him tell it. Oh, to live with Him. Going home with Him. To live with Him. Amen? We get to go home with Him every day because we are married to Him. You can't do that in courtship. No, no. You get to go home when you're married. Going home with Him, to live with Him forever. Having eternal life. Amen. Oh, we have eternal life now. Listen to what He says here. This is God's great mystery. Listen closely. What we're talking about. Listen to what He says. This is God's great mystery of love expressed. That God and man became one. See, the Spirit and the bride say, come. is God's great mystery of love expressed. You understand it? It's God's great mystery of love expressed because we're saying the same thing that He's saying. Isn't that wonderful? God and man was one there, and God and man is one here. We were one with Him before the foundation of the world. He saw it there. He had a picture. And now we've gone beyond the church age. We've stepped into a time where we are the church. We were one with Him there. We're one with Him here. Amen. What is it? Being filled with His Spirit. Him having the preeminence. Amen. You cannot have preeminence in a courtship. You have preeminence inside the marriage. That was God's achievement. That's God's purpose to do that. That He might be in Christ and Christ in us. And all of us together, one. Amen? We're one. One body. One headship. One leadership. Just one body. All of us together, one. The Holy Spirit, same thing. It revealed it to Christ. It reveals it here. The supernatural creative power. I want to read just a few scriptures here, and then we'll try to cut this down. 1 John 1 and verse 5. Our message title is A Message from God to You is a continuation. Now listen to what he says in verse 5. This then is the message. This is the communication. This is what the voice has got to say. This is the message which we have heard of Him. This is what we know about our relationship with Him. Amen. And declare unto you that God is light. God is light. Light communicates. Light is actionable. Light has movement. Light is a continuation. And in Him is no darkness at all. You know what darkness is? It's the absence of those things that I just listed there. Darkness is the absence of light. It has no movement. Wasn't much movement, was it? Verse 6, if we say that we fellowship with Him, having fellowship is having communion. It's having companionship. If we say that we have fellowship, if we say that we have a companionship with Him and we walk in darkness, we're a liar. And we're not doing the truth. Verse 7, but if we walk in the light, if we go where the action's at, walk away from darkness, walk in the light. If we walk in the light as He's in the light, it's a continuation. We have fellowship. We have communion. We have companionship. We have friendship. One with another. And the blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I want to sing a song. Is that all right? Now listen to this as we musicians come. Jesus only asked one thing in His prayer to the Father. You know what that one, what that was? One thing after all of His sacrifice that He did here on earth, the life that He lived, the path that He walked, He asked for one thing, that where I am, they may be also. He asked for our fellowship. Amen? I'm knocking. I want your fellowship. That's the only thing he asked the Father in his prayer. Your companionship forever. Let's stand, if you would. Could we have the key of C? I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation. Yes, I love him. I love him because he first loved me and purchased my salvation.
Seated just for a minute. I love that, Brother Allen. You know, because what it shows you is that, and it made me just understand more clearly why I am like I am. Because I could not love this anymore until tomorrow I'll love it more. But people don't understand why we love. It's a relationship between me and Jesus Christ. And the rest of the world don't understand it. They don't really know what love is. Not agape love. See, what I'm dealing with is agape love. And I have never had anything in my entire life that every day it gets better. That I get, I learn more. It seemed like after a year or two, you know how it is when you get something new? After a year or two, it gets old and you want to go out and buy something new. But this thing, this agape love, this personal relationship, not friendship, this personal relationship, it's only gotten better. And better and better. And the more that I get, the more that I want. You look at an old couple. Somebody's been together a long time. It gets better. They know each other better. They know every button to push. They know how to treat their mate to make them happy. And after this walk with Jesus Christ, I know exactly what he wants. Amen. And he knows exactly what I want. And it's not just something temporal. This thing has gone on so now, and it's not gotten old. It's not gotten... I never come to church and see her bored thinking, oh, I've heard this before. I don't care if I read the scripture. When I read it again, something new comes out of it. And he turns me on again with that. So this isn't just a courtship between me and Jesus Christ. I am actually married to him.
Amen.
And I was thinking about this. I said, you know, we could not even have this fellowship, this relationship as the bride until this day. No one has ever been able to experience God like we can. Because it was on this day that the bride body was complete. It was in this day that the bride stood on her feet. It was in this day that she took on his mind. It was in this day that those two became one.
Amen.
Brother Branham said, marriage here, supper there. We got married down here in 1963 as the bride. We moved out of the seventh day. We moved back into eternity as the bride. See, we're not moving as individuals. We're moving as a body. When little Bethlehem moved, Fairborn's moving. When Fairborn moved, little Bethlehem's moving. When we're moving, the Philippines moving. When Philippines, Africa, it's one body now. When the living standing here are moving, those that are gone on before are moving. It's one body. There's only one bride body. And when he married her, he didn't just marry us. He married the entire body of all ages. So while you're on your feet, they're on their feet. While you're receiving understanding, they're getting understanding. While you're falling in love with them over and over again, they're falling in love with them over and over again. This thing is a relationship, and it's going to go on and on and on for eternity. It'll never end. And I was sitting there listening to Brother Allen. I'm thinking, that's why it turns me on so much. Because I'm in a relationship that'll never end. I am his and he is mine.
Amen.
What belongs to him belongs to me. What belongs to me belongs to him. It's a real oneness. It's not us with our own little accounts and doing our own thing. It's a real oneness.
Amen.
And that's why we're turned on like we are. That's why it doesn't bother me to come to church. Some people get tired of coming. Some people don't know what to do with it. If you don't know what to do with it, you better check yourself because you may not be married. If he turns you off and you get bored with this thing and you're like, I just don't know if I can do this, there's something wrong with your relationship. Check that relationship. You know, you need to make your calling and election sure. Before you say I do, make sure you do love that man. I love him. And I'm enthused with what he's doing with me. He said, well, it doesn't turn me on like that. Then, you know, check your love. Love makes you give and look for nothing in return. That's what it does. When you're waiting around here to see what you're going to get out of it, what's he going to give me? He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills. How many of those am I going to get? you know what? He don't need to marry you. But when you don't care what that man owns, whether he's rich or poor, whether he has a lot or little, when I married Clarice, I'd have had nothing. I still don't have much, but at least my car is better than it had when I got married. But if she wanted to see my bank account and wanted to know how much I made per hour on my job, or are you hourly or salary, and who's your beneficiary, and if she started asking all those questions, you know what? She'd have never become Mrs. Moore. Some people don't want to serve God unless they're going to get something out of it. You know, if he never gave me another thing, I'd serve him every day of my life. He's done enough already to make me fall in love with him. He's given me enough already to make me say I'll never want to turn back. I want him with all that lies within me.
Amen.
If he never does another thing for me, that's real love.
Amen.
I'm in a courtship, Brother Allen. I'm not just flirting around with him. If he didn't own it all, I'd still want him.
Amen.
My Lord. Amen. I enjoyed that. Amen. So, we're getting ready to close. Good. Glad to have you all here. Little Bethlehem, good to have you here. Come anytime. Now, I don't know whether y'all doing for New Year's, but, you know, we're always open for business. If you want to come up and fellowship at New Year's with us, I know it's a long ways from home at 1 o'clock in the morning, so I get it. But you're welcome. If you're not having services, you're welcome to come and join us. We're having Brother Rosaldo, which is exciting to me because Brother Rosaldo has not been here since New Year's, probably 10, 12 years ago. Right, Dwayne? Something like that. It's been a while. And he's been through a lot. He needed to have a kidney. And he spent years on dialysis. And he got his kidney. And now he's, you know what? Show you how much this man loves God. We were out in California. And I said, Brother Rosaldo, come to Ohio. Come see me. That man was standing there, who's doing daily dialysis, was standing there looking like this. I said, what are you doing? He said, I'm trying to, in my mind, figure out how I can go from California to Ohio, because he'd have to do his dialysis. He's trying to map out in his mind where he could get here. I said, I would never have you drive all the way to Ohio. I said, whenever you're ready, I will send you and your wife round-trip tickets. Come see me. And you know, that was before he got his kidney. He waited for years to get it. Then he got it. Yeah, now he's pastoring a little church down there in San Diego. And I texted him and I said, you know, if you want, you know, I still said I was going to, you know. So he said, him and his wife talked it over, and he said, I think we feel like we want to come. So he's coming for New Year's service, and I'm excited to have him here because I've been wanting to see that for a long time, him back on his feet again. And he's a good brother, and as a matter of fact, I told him, come up this Sunday before New Year's. And so he's going to be with us that Sunday, and then he's going to be with us at New Year's, and then go home on a couple of days later. So excited about that. So keep these things in mind. You're more than welcome, Brother Allen. I appreciate it. I appreciate you coming and sharing the word with us. We love the word. Amen. Amen. And it can't get too late. You know, I always tell them, if you got to go home, you just go. You know, you will be here. And, you know, so it's not too late. This is worth anything and everything that we can do. Because it's a love affair. It's a love affair. You know, if you're dating somebody, you're checking them out to see if they're worthy of you. You ain't worried about if you're worthy of them, because you know about yourself. You're checking them out to see if they're worthy to have you. Well, this ain't a courtship. He's got me and I've got him. My goodness. I keep falling in love with him. I sing that a lot. Over and over, every service. And over again. Come back when you can. Enjoy services. And for our congregation, we'll see you, Lord willing, on Sunday. And we'll just keep pressing the mark. Amen. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. I keep falling in love with him over and over and over. And over again, for he gets sweeter and sweeter as the days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I keep falling in love with him over and over and over and over again. Yes, I keep falling in love over and over and over.